Chapline, but joined here today by ESAC head football coach Eric McCullough as they get ready to wrap up the regular season on the road up at Emmitsburg on Friday night. The Raiders appear to be pretty secure into the postseason, but Friday night could still determine some things. Coach, as always, appreciate you joining us here today, and congrats on that nice win last week against Pocahontas area.
Thank you, Jeff. You know, that's it's crazy to think we're in week eight now. It's the end of regular season, and, you know, looking at playoff scenarios or how things are going to do, but one thing we told our kids, it doesn't matter kind of, you know, where the chips falls. We need to focus on this week and finish the regular season on a high note.
Yeah, a win for you guys Friday night, which will not be up easy up at Emmitsburg. They're a good ball club, but so are you guys. So, you know, a win up there pretty much locks you in, but there's some scenarios that everybody's kind of following with that South Central Calhoun Pocahontas area game that could impact you guys a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you start looking at, you know, if that happens to fall that way, and our records end up the same, you got a three-way tie, then it kind of comes down to that 17-point rule. And, you know, you have to go through and kind of figure all that stuff. But, you know, and we just told the kids we're just worried about our game, and we'll kind of see how we fall that way, and then we'll worry about that the next day.
I was going to say, you know, you can tell the kids that, but, you know, in today's world, everything's kind of out there for them to look at. How do you keep them focused on Emmitsburg and not peeking at that this is what could play out?
You know, we just keep talking about in practice and in preparation, you know, is just our focus this week is you know, continuing the regular season and focus on this game Friday night and continue to work at our objectives we set every week. And that just trying to be our area of, you know, conversation all the time. And but you're right, Jeff, you know, they can go out and get anything at their fingertips as far as how things could happen or how things could roll. But we're trying not to look out there too far. We just want to focus on this week and keep this in the forefront.
Coach, what did you see from your squad last week? Hard-fought two-point win against Pocahontas area that put you into that number four spot in the district. So the kids kind of dug deep the way it seemed to get that win against a pretty good ball club.
Yeah, I was really pleased with how our kids came out right away, especially in the first quarter. We're able to jump on them quickly on the scoreboard, you know, and defensively we played well. We were able to, you know, hold them and be able to just jump out to a two-touchdown lead. And I think that was huge for us. And also, right before half, I know they scored. And I think our defense stopping their two-point conversion gave us a little bit of momentum, you know, going into halftime. And we actually had a little bit over a minute, I think. We tried trying to go down the field, I guess, with our timeouts and tried some trick plays and things like that. And that's the only time we ended up throwing that interception was on a kind of a halfback toss thing right before half to – just to see if we get anything to work, and you know, but that was fine. I mean, I thought that it still gave our kids some momentum and positive energy a little bit as we went into half. And with homecoming, we had a long halftime, you know, so we had to really come back and be focused and lock in and make a few adjustments.
Emmitsburg bounced back last week after a loss the week before to Manson Orthos Webster that put them, you know, in a fight for second place in the district. They rolled by South Hamilton 37-8. But if you look at their schedule, they only got by Pocahontas area 28-21 earlier this season. When you watch them, what type of a football team are they?
You know, they're definitely not the Emmitsburg that was last year, but they're still a very solid ball club. I think they're running back, their backfield is – it works hard. They run hard. The guys up front just aren't as big as they have been in the past. They still do a great job, like you said. I mean, they've had a really good season, but I, you know, we try to show things on film to our kids. This is a team we can compete with, but we have to believe we can compete with them, you know, and I think that's something that our kids have just struggled the last couple of years for whatever reason, maybe because of the stuff, the information that's at their fingertips. They start looking at that stuff and things of the past and mentally we're just not quite ready when we take road trips. And that seems to be what happened when we went to Manson and when we went to Lake City. I did not feel we played to our potential when we made those travels. So that's definitely, you know, something we're trying to correct this week as we take one of the longest road trip for us this week.
Are you guys, did you have a good week of practice then? Did you feel like the guys were pretty focused?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of light practice just because end of the season, we got a lot of guys that are just kind of banged up and nursing some injuries a little bit. It's more about understanding your alignment, you know, knocking shoulders a little bit, but we're not getting, we didn't do a lot of physicality stuff, just to keep our, try and keep our kids healthy for Friday night and, you know, and just make sure we get good positive reps.
What's going to be the key for you guys defensively? Is it kind of staying in the gaps with the defensive line and eating up blocks, or what do you need your guys to do?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're going to have to try and play physical up front and not get destroyed by double teams. And our defensive line needs to try and eat up double teams so then our linebackers can kind of run and make plays. But we have to play really disciplined. It's just like we've talked to the guys this week. It's very similar to week two when we played out and went against the option. Everybody needs to stay home because they like to run that belly, and then to keep with the quarterback around the end. And they'll hit you for big yards if you don't pay attention, if you fall asleep and kind of lull away a little bit. They'll hit you with a big play, or they'll hit you with a big pass play. It's not like they want to throw a lot. You know, most games that they won, they maybe threw 2-3 times. Games that they struggled in, you know, maybe about 9 times they threw. So we just have to make sure we stay disciplined and we make tackles.
Coach, offensively for you guys, where do you feel you can have success against them?
We're probably going to have to use all the guys we have on the team, you know, from our run game to our pass game, try and spread them out a little bit and keep them guessing, you know, and just let our kids go out and play and have success on what has worked in the past for us.
You guys could finish anywhere from 2-4 in the district and into the postseason, or maybe even be knocked out if some weird scenarios happen. So as you look at things this week, how big is this game to keep the momentum maybe going off of that win last week into that first-round matchup?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, like you said, any of those potentials, it's, I think, a big momentum just to look at going into playoffs next week. And if we would happen to slip out, it's still – important that we play well and you know, end the season well on a high note to get ready in the off season. So all the way around, you still want to compete and do the things we need to. And when we travel, you want to be able to give everything you have and not have any regrets at the end of the game.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all of the time. We know the guys will look forward to catching up with you following the game tonight, and I'm glad they always hit record, as Mr. Honnold sometimes tends to forget, but he won't be here again this week to deal with you.
Well, I'm glad that you're finally getting the right guys in the right place to make the correct movements on the show. So we appreciate you guys doing that and, you know, spotlighting our kids and our school and, you know, keeping high school football alive here in Western Iowa.
Well, Coach, appreciate it. Head coach again, Eric McCullough with the ESAC Raiders. They head to Emmitsburg coming up on Friday night.